This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. In this series, we cover the real rules and cases behind cost segregation. Today, we look at something that might seem unusual to put in a client library, the IRS's own instructions for auditing a cost segregation study. This is Chapter 5 of Publication 5653, the IRS Cost Segregation Audit Techniques Guide. It tells examiners exactly how to review a study when a return is selected for audit. We think knowing this is valuable for you, not to worry you, but because a study built to this standard is a study you can stand behind. Chapter 5 breaks the examination process into three phases. Phase 1 is the initial risk analysis. This happens first, before the examiner digs into the details. The examiner looks at the report and compares it to the Chapter 4 quality standards we covered in earlier episodes. They check whether the 13 study elements and the 9 report elements are all present. They also compare the asset classifications in the study to Revenue Procedure 8756, which is the IRS's master list of recovery periods and asset class lives. If your study matches that list and satisfies the quality elements, the examiner scores it as lower risk. Lower risk means less scrutiny and less examiner time. This is the gate that matters most. Here is the key sentence from the guide itself. Studies that satisfy the quality standards are described as lower risk. The examiner may stop here and accept the study without going further. That is the outcome a well-prepared study earns. Phase 2 is the full examination. If a study has gaps or raises questions in Phase 1, the examiner moves deeper. They may request original construction records, site visit access, or the underlying engineering takeoffs. They look at how indirect costs like architect fees and engineering charges were allocated. They check whether the numbers reconciled back to the original purchase price. This phase takes more time and creates more uncertainty. A study that clears Phase 1 avoids it. Phase 3 covers related issues. This includes checking whether a Form 3115 was filed to report an accounting method change. If a look-back study changed depreciation on prior years, that requires a Form 3115 and a Section 481A adjustment. The examiner also checks Section 263A, which governs how certain costs get capitalized on self-constructed property, and whether any sampling methodology used in the study was appropriate. So, what does this mean for your study? It means we built your study with Chapter 5 in mind. Every element we included in the report, every classification we supported with engineering data, every cost we reconciled to the original purchase price, those choices were made because we know what the examiner is looking for. We built the study to pass Phase 1. That is the goal. A study that passes Phase 1 is a study that earns a quiet acceptance, not a challenge. We cite Chapter 5 in the legal section of your report, not to scare anyone, but to show that the study was built according to the IRS's own audit standard. That is the most honest thing we can say about the quality of the work. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the examination standard applies to your study, take a look at the authority library in your report.